Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. federal judge grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on U.S. elections, a probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. He's been looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win that election. He is also examining the possibility that the president may have tried to interfere with the Russian investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is President Trump's spokesperson.
Our position hasn't changed since day one, and I think we are seeing now that if there was any collusion with Russia, it was between the DNC and the Clintons and certainly not our campaign.
The Mueller probe is also examining possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. Public anger rising in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico as details emerge about a no-bid contract awarded to a little-known U.S. company to restore the island's power grid, which was destroyed by Hurricane Maria. Among the details of the contract attracting attention are pay rates about five times higher than what is normal in Puerto Rico. U.S. lawmakers have begun demanding closer scrutiny of the $300 million contract awarded less than a week after the hurricane to a company based in the U.S. state of Montana and in the hometown of U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Zinke has denied any role in the issuance of that contract. Even before the U.S. State Department determines whether ongoing atrocities in Myanmar's military against ethnic Rohingya Muslims qualify as ethnic cleansing, members of the U.S. Congress are trying to pressure Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi to speak out more forcefully on the issue. This is VOA News. Catalan government recent parliament has voted for independence from Spain by approving a resolution to convene a constitutional assembly to form a sovereign republic. Resolution to secede from Spain was drafted and presented by the more radical separatist factions of the region's coalition headed by Catalonia President Carles Puigdemont. Spain's ruling center-right popular party and the mainstream opposition socialists boycotted the session. Meantime, Spain's Senate is imposing direct rule on Catalonia. Monash University regional scholar Carlos Uxo says that could have been avoided.
In the last week, the Catalan government or the president of the Catalan government received an invitation to speak in the Senate, but even the setting when he could speak became an issue, which means that basically neither of both sides are really ready to engage in a real dialogue.
What is known as Constitutional Article 155 goes into effect now, officially authorizing the central government of Spain to suspend Catalan authorities and take over the region's administration. Australia's deputy prime minister has been disqualified from parliament because he has a dual nationality at the time of the last election. A court has ruled that four other politicians were also wrongly elected because they held British, New Zealand, and Canadian citizenship. More on the story now from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Ignorance has proved to be no defence in the case of five members of Australia's so-called Citizenship Seven. All had said at the time of last year's election they didn't know they were dual nationals, which is banned in the Constitution. The most notable casualty is Barnaby Joyce, the Deputy Prime Minister. His disqualification has cost the centre-right government its one-seat majority in Australia's lower house of parliament. He's renounced his New Zealand citizenship and will now face a by-election, which he's expected to win. Among the other leading parliamentarians to be disqualified was Fiona Nash, the deputy leader of the National Party, the junior partner in Australia's coalition government. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Mexico's top electoral crimes prosecutor says he is dropping the appeal against his dismissal, which opposition lawmakers had depicted as an effort by the ruling party to blunt an investigation into possible illegal campaign financing. The government dismissed Santiago Nieto a week ago for revealing parts of an ongoing investigation into possible illegal campaign money from a Brazilian construction company.
That's the latest world news from VOA.